This is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 16th. I'm Audrey McCabe. The regulation of short-term rentals has become a contentious issue for the town of Paonia. Last year, the Paonia Short-Term Rental Ad Hoc Committee was tasked with offering new recommendations on regulations after an attempt at regulation by the Board of Trustees was shot down by a citizen vote. Rick Stelter, Mayor pro tempore and Chair of the committee, has offered updates on the process. The Board of Trustees has already established several administrative elements, mostly related to licensing and zoning, that will ultimately remain within the authority of the board. At the same time, the committee has been asked to evaluate several policy questions that will shape how short-term rentals function within Paonia. These include how many licenses should be available, how single-room rentals should be defined, and whether licensing should distinguish between owner-occupied and non-owner-occupied properties. The committee is also discussing three administrative provisions that it believes would benefit from additional direction from the Board of Trustees before recommendations are finalized. You can read Stelter's full op-ed in the web post for this newscast at kvnf.org. In yesterday's newscast, we mentioned that the new law firm for the Montrose School District is tied to Riverstone Academy, a religious charter school in Pueblo. Riverstone had been ordered to close earlier this year due to health and safety concerns. Chalkbeat Colorado reports school founders didn't follow routine steps to ensure the school's building met health and safety standards before opening to about 30 students last August. By January, local officials ordered Riverstone officials to close its building, and after initially fighting the effort, school leaders agreed. The Pueblo County Board of Commissioners voted 2-1 to grant a special use permit that will allow Riverstone Academy to return to its original location in a light industrial area near concrete, landscaping, and machine shop businesses. The approval ran contrary to a February vote by the County Planning Commission recommending the permit be denied over safety concerns. You can read more about this story at chalkbeatcolorado.org. Urey Mayor Michael Underwood will host a town hall open to the public on March 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. These quarterly meetings allow residents to express concerns or ask questions about the city and facilitate conversation and connection. A bipartisan proposal advancing in the State House aims to protect older and vulnerable adults from financial scammers. Ray Solomon reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Each year, scammers steal billions of dollars from older adults in the U.S. They often manipulate victims with a sense of fear and urgency. By the time victims have a chance to think clearly, their money is often long gone. The Asset Act would protect scam victims by letting banks and other financial institutions halt suspicious transactions while they notify the authorities to investigate. Steve Schwartz, a volunteer advocate with AARP, testified in support at a hearing last month.
Financial exploitation is fueled by some of our best qualities when we're trusting and polite and open to new relationships. And, you know, I think all of us have moments of vulnerability.
The bill applies to people 70 and older. It hasn't faced significant opposition, but several lawmakers say it should apply to everyone and are withholding support until the age restrictions are removed.
That was Ray Solomon reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. While spring is in full swing in the KVNF listening area, we wanted to hang on to winter for just a bit longer and take you to the San Juan Skijoring event that took place this January. KVNF's Brody Wilson brings you there.
Each winter in Ridgeway, the fairgrounds fills up with horse trailers and trucks from all over the Mountain West for an event that's one of the biggest celebrations of Western culture that the Uncompahgre Valley sees. San Juan Skijoring is a three-day event that combines the cultures of rodeo, mountain ski town, and even a little Western high fashion. The event took place January 9th through the 11th, and we wanted to share some of the perspectives from Skijoring with you before all of the snow melts this spring. I caught up with some young competitors at the San Juan Skijoring event this year and asked them to describe what Skijoring is to someone who's never seen it before.
For me, skijoring is where you get a big horse and you tie a rope behind it, and then a skier or snowboarder will be pulled behind it and can go over jumps and turn over flags and stuff.
Cool. How about you? Describe to somebody who's never seen a skijoring event before what it is.
So usually you sit around on the side of the fence and watch people that are skiers or snowboarders that are getting pulled by a horse. and they go over jumps and do sharp turns and sometimes do tricks.
How fast are we talking? Are we kind of, the horse is kind of trotting? And are the jumps like, I don't know, like as big as my knees, or how big are the jumps?
So depending on the jumps, in the pro division, they jump over a Toyota Tacoma, so it's a pretty big gap jump.
It's super big gap jump.
Yeah.
Very big.
But in the junior, the jumps are about like, I don't know, 2 feet or 1 foot, 2 foot.
Okay.
Not super high.
Okay.
I live here, and I'm just here because my brother was doing it.
And tell me, what event did you run?
I just run the junior, and she pulled me.
And you pulled?
Yes, I did.
What's the name of your horse? What kind of horse is it?
Dawson. He's a bay. A dark brown horse.
Oh, cool.
Very dark brown.
How long have you been riding horses?
Since I could sit up.
And how long did you ski or snowboard?
I think 3 years?
4 years, yeah.
Three or four years.
Okay. And you guys, why do you like ski jer? What's fun about it?
It's just really fun going over jumps and being pulled by a horse and adrenaline. Yeah.
You ever get scared out there running behind a huge, huge horse?
Not too much.
It's tough to describe over the radio what it's like to get pulled on skis behind a horse running as fast as it can. All I can say is, unlike these kids we just heard from, I don't have the guts for it. But you might wonder, what kind of folks do like to do this kind of thing?
My name's Kevin Wilder. I live in Telluride, Colorado. I work for the ski resort there. Been doing this for like 6 or so years.
How'd you get into ski touring? Are you, you a rodeo person to begin with, or what?
I'm not, actually, but kind of done a lot of different sports, you know, between wakeboarding, kiteboarding, that kind of stuff.
I had to stand on the third rail of the fence to talk with two riders that were sitting on their horses waiting to pull their skiers.
My name is Olivia Holtzman.
I'm Piper Crabtree.
I'm curious about what kind of horses run ski jer.
This guy's just a good old quarter horse. He does the job, good ranch horse.
Yeah, my horse is a quarter horse as well, but a lot of people run thoroughbreds also. The thoroughbreds are better for longer distance tracks like Ridgeway, but the quarter horses, they're bred to go for the quarter mile, so they're really quick and speedy and strong.
I caught up with another rider on horseback who happened to be the event's organizer.
My name is Sarah Smedrud. I am one of the three founding members, so we do the whole event, and now we're racing in the open.
I love that you organize and you're running. Good for you. It's a lot. Is this your like full-time job putting this on?
My full-time unpaid job, yes. Yeah, I mean it is a lot. I don't know the hours, but we've been working on this for months, and it's a lot of time, 15-hour days.
Wow. Give me something by the numbers about how many competitors do you have? How many people do you think will come over the weekend? What kind of money are we talking about?
Our best guess is probably 5,000 spectators, maybe, over the weekend. It's like $160,000 budget to put it on, and we're going to pay out over 52,000 payouts to competitors.
Well, no wonder you got trucks in the lot here. Good for you. And about how many competitors?
There is 110 individual competitors, 165 individual runs, individual teams, and 396 runs over the weekend.
What really makes ski jering is not the daring skiers or the cowboy swagger or even the young kids' enthusiasm. It's that everybody just loves it. Everyone is excited. The horses are excited to run and to pull. The riders are excited to ride. The skiers just to hang on. If you want to see the human spirit on display, be sure to check out San Juan Ski Jering next January in Ridgeway. For KVNF News and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Brody Wilson.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. Wednesday marks the end of KVNF's Spring Drive. When you support KVNF, you're supporting thoughtful, in-depth reporting on issues that impact your life. Be a champion for independent media and local news from your community radio station by donating at kvnf.org or by calling 1-800-KVNF-NOW. I'm Audrey McCabe.